Hey, Greg, thanks for joining me today. How are you?
Doing well. How are you doing?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks. And whereabouts would you be calling from today?
I'm actually at home in Laurel Canyon, so I'm in LA right now.
Oh, very nice, very nice. Cigarettes After Sex, your new album, X's, is out on July 12th. I just wanted to start by asking a question about the name of the album and what was the inspiration behind the album name and the title track?
Actually, there was these like photos I was obsessed with that are taken by Bert Stern of Marilyn Monroe. And I guess they did like a photo shoot, and then Marilyn herself went through and picked up the rejected ones and put X's all over them. But when I first saw them, they just felt really surreal or strange. And you know, there's kind of like a Warhol kind of, I don't know, kind of vibe to it.
I've had the pleasure of listening through the album. I've really enjoyed it. But one track that really stood out for me, I think it's the fourth one, Hideaway. I was just wanting to know a bit about the location that's referenced in the story and the inspiration behind that.
Yeah, that was a nice one as far as if I can ever write a song where it feels like an entire memoir, like I'm not really changing any details, it's just like kind of like a journal entry. It always feels really powerful to kind of do that if I get that lucky. but that song is like that. The song Hideaway tells like pretty much just a day in the life of that relationship that I had. The quick story is that the girlfriend at the time that I had kind of woke up in a bad mood, or, you know, she wasn't feeling too great. And she told me if she ever woke up and felt, you know, like she was in a bad mood or kind of upset about something, that the best thing to do is to distract her and kind of come up with something to cheer her up instead of, you know, talking through her feelings. And so we woke up and she told me she was in a bad mood. And I said, hey, why don't you get out of your head and I'll take you to Marina Del Rey. We'll just kind of go to the beach and have like, you know, a sweet little day together. That's the story of that song, pretty much. Just she was in a bad mood. I said, let's go cheer you up. Let's go do something fun. And we went to Marina Del Rey and just had a little, you know, kind of sweet day to ourselves.
One thing that I've really enjoyed about with your music is you do a lot of location-based recording. So one of the questions I had about that was for this latest album, whereabouts was that recorded? And more specific, like what location were you recording that in?
Yeah, I didn't realize, but this is the first record I've done with cigarettes at like a house I was living at. I've actually tracked vocals for records before, like at apartments I was living in and things like that. This is the first time where most of the record was tracked in this little music room, kind of like a small bedroom that I had at this house by the Hollywood Bowl. So basically in Hollywood, like a kind of a townhouse that I was living in with the same girlfriend at the time. I mean, it was just me, the bass player Randall Miller, and the keyboard player who plays on this record, Jeff Kite, in a really tiny room playing to these kind of drum loops that the drummer had done
right
from previous. But yeah, it's crazy to think how tiny that room was too.
Absolutely.
Made things more intimate.
Definitely, for sure. And I imagine, do you find that the location influences the sound and perhaps the background to the songwriting, especially being in perhaps an intimate location like that?
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's just so crucial. You know, like our first EP was done in like a stairway. This university that I was attending, there was like this crazy echoey stairway in El Paso, Texas.
Yeah.
And we did that right there and it kind of suited the emotional state I was in somehow.
Yeah.
Our first LP was done like during the dead of winter in Brooklyn, you know, in this little rehearsal space.
Yeah, for sure. No, it's really interesting to hear all these locations and just how influential it is in the recording process.
You'll never feel that good again.
I did want to touch on your upcoming tour. I believe you're starting your X's World Tour at the end of August, and you'll be coming to New Zealand on the 19th of March. You'll be playing a show in Auckland. How are you feeling about that upcoming tour, especially coming out this way to New Zealand? I think the last time you were here would have been around New Year's in 2017. So it's been a while, and a lot's happened since then. And the band's obviously grown to quite a great success since then.
Yeah, it feels wild that it's been that long. Remember, that was just such a great trip. We played Auckland before, and then we'd done a festival on New Year's.
Was it it was in the South Island, I believe. It was the Rhythm and Outs down in, I think, Wanaka.
Yes, that was Wanaka for sure. So that was like another rave, and that was really fun too. That was great, and it was kind of, it was cool to kind of be like, you know, in the wilderness a bit in New Zealand. That was great. So just it's been so long. It's nice to see that now that we're returning, like, there's, you know, the we're playing like an arena in Auckland, the Spark Arena, which is great. So that'll be a lot of fun. Wish we could come over more often too, and I think we're going to try to just, you know, do it more often.
Yeah, no, that'd be great. Like, we'd love to have you guys here. Just kind of touching on that, I guess, the time in between since the last the last tour. What do you think's changed with the band, perhaps, like, since you first came to these shores in 2017, 2018?
Yeah, but definitely our success changed. Just funny though, because it didn't really feel like it changed that much. Once the band kind of took off on YouTube, it felt like that was a lightning bolt that kind of cracked everything that's happening now, and it's just been like a constant ride since then.
Yeah,
for sure. There were some other things that kind of elevated us, like over the last few years, that seemed like it really, you know, made our popularity a different beast or whatever you want to call it. But no, yeah, so just maybe just that, it's just there's more songs. We're very minimalist anyway. There's not many songs that we have. We only have, this will be our third record, and it's also a 10-song record, so I like to keep things pretty pretty mellow that way. Yeah, so it's just kind of that, maybe just like the status has changed a bit, but you know, we're the same people still.
No, it's good to hear that you've kept that same, I guess, identity despite all the changes that have gone on there. But one change in particular through the success has obviously been playing to bigger audiences and playing to these arenas. So my question would be, as your music is quite intimate, and I feel the audience would have such a personal connection to the songs, how does it feel playing these larger shows now, and do you feel that you're able to maintain that connection with the audience despite playing to thousands of people?
Yeah, it still feels really intimate. It's crazy. I mean, I kind of always thought, like, the bigger the better. Like, I'm not kind of like saying like, oh, it should always be like kind of smaller and more intimate. There's something really special about a huge crowd too. It's just what's the atmosphere? Like, what's the feeling of the show? Luckily, our shows just feel very emotional. Like, our fans seem to really relate to the music. And, you know, they're romantic people, I think. They're very, like, emotional people. They're very sweet people. All of our fans we've met, I think, are really some of the sweetest people I've ever met.
Yeah.
So, you know, you get more and more like that. We're all together in this big place. It just seems like just makes it even more beautiful, you know? So I feel kind of lucky to say that you know, maybe not everyone can really say that, but it feels like, wow, there's just more of like what was beautiful at the beginning when we were playing smaller shows. You just really get that now, like in a bigger venue. So
Definitely. No, it's really nice to hear that with all this growth, the fans and the people relating to your music maintain that personal connection even in such a large space like these arena shows that you're playing now. So no, it's wonderful to hear. I think that's all the time that we have for today. I just want to say thank you so much for joining me today. Good luck for the launch of your new album, and I can't wait for the show next year. That's going to be great, March 19th at Spark Arena in Auckland.
Wonderful. Yeah, thanks so much. My pleasure. Great talking today.
Cheers.
Oh.